Today is Friday, April 2nd, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. 72 degrees. No, I'm just kidding. I don't even know what the temperature is. It's probably not 72. It is sunny today in Arkansas, but it has been cold. I saw on Good Morning America that there was some kind of cold snap. So we did it. We did an actually a fun thing, and I'm kind of proud of myself. I'm proud of myself. We did a fun thing at work. I didn't even know these virtual escape rooms existed. And this was a really simple, and it wasn't even an escape room per se. It was more of a treasure hunt. But I was assigned to do a team builder at my team. This is the second time I've done it. I feel like I'm the administrative assistant. But anyway, if it makes my boss happy, maybe that helps my evaluation next year. I don't even know. But regardless, I've been doing that for the past couple of times. And one of the team members suggested a virtual escape room. So I searched and I found one called Treasure Mountain or Mountain Treasure. And it was so fun. We just broke up into two groups. We were in Zoom. You go to this webpage that they give you and you put in a code. And then they walk you through this whole thing and you get clues along the way. And you have to, like, one was some signal flags and it spelled something out. And one was some math problems, but you don't even know it's a math problem. You just, like, it's some triangles with some weird numbers in them and you have to figure out what the pattern is. And we split into two teams because they suggest only 5 people per team, and my team is 10 people. And my team won because we did it in 30 minutes and the other team did it in 40 minutes. So we were 10 minutes faster than the other team. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. I think it'd be a fun thing to do with a Pride 48 group or something. I mean, obviously the Pride 48 group is much larger than 10 people. But I think a virtual escape room would be fun to do with friends as well. Or even like one night when I record Mix Minus with Daniel, we do it with the chat room afterwards or something like that. That would be kind of fun. Anyway, we did that. And then we've been doing all kinds of planning at work And it seems like my job is just a planner. And it's funny because I took a Berkman. So a Berkman is like a personality test that a lot of times they'll recommend you take when you're in a corporate job. And it says, are you a blue person or a yellow person or a green person or a red person? And each of those quadrants has different characteristics of that person. And I came out as being blue, of being a planner. And it's funny because I don't think that I enjoy planning things. When the one thing I enjoy, or the main thing that I enjoy about going on a cruise with Mark, one of the main reasons that I loved cruising, that has been my favorite vacation I've ever taken, is the 3 different cruises we've been on. Or 2. I don't even remember how many cruises I've been on, but regardless, the cruises that we've been on, those have been my favorite. I would say the number one reason, if you said, Adam, why do you love cruising? The number one reason is because when I was growing up, if we went on vacation, we would just say, oh, we're going to go to Hawaii or whatever. We never went to Hawaii when I was growing up, but we'll just say that for fun. We would plan what hotel, and we would pick 4 or 5 things that we wanted to do, and then we would arrive, but we wouldn't have this long itinerary with a spreadsheet, with times, with all this stuff. And Mark really wants that. He wants to know, okay, on Monday, we're going to do this. It's going to be at 10 a.m. and you need to shower before. And here are the type of clothing that you need to wear and all of this kind of stuff. And I don't enjoy doing that. I don't like planning all that out. And so a cruise, you get on the boat and you get on the ship and every single day, they give you an itinerary that says, here are the things that are happening. And you can sit down with your partner and check off the things that you want to do. And that's it. No more planning required. And we talked about this on Mix Minus, but anyway, so I don't know why I came out as a planner. I think I need to retake that test. Because all these planning activities that we're doing at work, Oh, it is such a pain in the butt. And prioritizing things and putting them into buckets and ugh. So we're doing that. But I did have one fun thing. And we have an email, so I'm going to go, or sorry, a voicemail. And so I'm going to go ahead and see if I can play this voicemail. Here we go.
Hey, not to be outdone by Scotty with the wind, but I wanted a wind call too.
Oh, good.
Anyway, can you hear that? The wind is blowing like 30 miles an hour. Of course, now I think I'm driving into it because I'm going south.
I do noise removal, so
anyway,
maybe not.
I just wanted to call and say happy belated birthday to Daniel, because he listens to your show.
Oh.
And I totally forgot to call the show, but I was thoroughly entertained by all those other callers, just a variety, all kinds of nationalities, too, I got to say. So, anyway, happy bunny weekend. I'm not working tomorrow. I'm going out of town today. Me and my face mask and my immunization card.
I can't wait. First of all, thank you for your call, Kathy. I appreciate it, as always. The first thing I'm going to say is I'm actually looking forward to my second vaccination, but not for the reasons that people might think. So you might think, oh, because then things will go back to more normal for you and you and Mark will be able to go to restaurants again. And sure, I'm happy about that. I think the garage is opening. Oh, I text messaged. Mark was away and I text messaged him and told him, honey, I don't call him honey, but I said, hey, I'm going to start recording the show and I'm going to open the garage for you. And don't close it because I'm going to be recording. And I hear the garage. So I guess he's getting. He was volunteering at the place he works because for actually funny enough for vaccination. So he was volunteering to point people in the right direction. I don't think he was actually giving the injections himself or anything, but he was volunteering for that. But anyway, so the reason I'm looking forward to it is because, and not for the flu-like symptoms that I may get as well, but the reason I'm looking forward to it is because I took 2 days off. I'm getting it on the 15th. I took the 15th off and I took the 16th off. And I'm so looking forward to having 2 more days off of work. And so that is the reason. And maybe I won't feel flu-like. I don't know. I mean, maybe I will. Not really sure. So tonight we started watching a new show actually. And I can't remember the name of it. Dang it. It's called Snow something on HBO. I'm going to Google it. Snowpiercer. That's what it is. And we really are enjoying it. So the concept is you're on the Earth. Scientists on the Earth have tried to cool the Earth because global warming, right? And so they're like, oh, we've got to cool the Earth. We've got to cool the Earth. So they cool it too much. Whatever they do, first of all, this is inaccurate because nothing that we try to do is ever going to go above and beyond. But they go above and beyond and they super cool the Earth. And so it's like minus, I don't know, I'll have to make something up, minus 1,000 degrees. And all these people are dying. And this wealthy guy sells tickets for a train. And I don't know why you need a train, like why a train? But anyway, he builds this big train called Snowpiercer, and it has a track. They have a track all the way around the globe, and in order to keep generating electricity and keep the heat on and all that, they have to keep going around the Earth. And it's all about classes as well, because people who couldn't afford tickets snuck on, and they're called tailies. And they put them at the very end of the train. But it's like this fancy train. I mean, there are swimming pools. There's an aquarium where they have oysters and all kinds of stuff so they can serve seafood to their rich. And it's about the conflict between the poor people and the rich people, but also the fact that the train is starting to fail and they're, you know, everyone on Earth died except for the 3,000 people on this train. Anyway, we're really enjoying it. So we watched that last night. We'll probably watch some more over the weekend. But other than that, my mom called me last night and she was asking about, because it's, and I knew what it was going to be because it's Easter weekend. She said, oh, I just wanted to know if you guys wanted to get together because it's Easter weekend. And I'm like, well, Mom, it's not because we don't want to get together with you guys, you know, because here I am thinking about people's feelings. I'm like, and she's like, no, honey, you don't have to be. And I said, I don't want to spend every Saturday with you guys. And that's my cheat day. I said, but we could get together on Sunday if you want to do that. But whatever lunch we have is going to have to fit in my Weight Watchers points. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. We haven't planned anything yet. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.